Hi, my name is Elizabeth Crabtree. I am a painter, photographer, videographer, and sculptor based in St. Louis, Missouri. Some of my work has been featured at local galleries, including installation and performance art pieces. Basically, if I can add color to a two-dimensional or three-dimensional space and it speaks volumes to the subject matter at hand, I will. Well, I guess I've always been creative, even in childhood. I've got a pretty eclectic background when it comes to my work history. I have been a lifeguard, a florist, and a marketing researcher. I also have degrees in theater and psychology. But I guess the one thing that drives me is just learning about people, what makes them tick, and trying to make people think about themselves. So when I finally decided to commit to being an artist and change my entire life around that path, I had this idea for a show, and it burned in my head for well over a year. And I wanted a show all about women and the roles that they have in life. I find that a lot of women, when I talk to them, they are constantly trying to balance out who they see themselves or how they see themselves and the roles that they have in life. I'm sure that's true for men, but I can only speak from my own perspective. So now I'm collecting all these interviews and the experiences that women are sharing, and I just can't wait to see where this project is at in 10 years. You're going to hear interviews from women from all walks of life that turn into these intimate and intense conversations about what it is to be a woman.
A set of questions and I'm gonna work my way through, and then it should only take like 15 minutes, this part.
Okay.
At least.
Alright.
So, tell us about you. What takes up most of your time?
I work full time. 40 plus years in the medical field. The last 20 plus in the cancer center. A clerical. That is more than just typing and pushing pencils and stuff. A lot of patient contact. Very rewarding. Get pretty attached to your patients and their families. So it's like a second family. I'm also, of course, my grandchildren are my pride and my joy. I'm very involved in a prison support group. I helped it get started here in Missouri back in 2002. It is called Cairo Southside of Missouri, Eastern Missouri now, because we've got another one on the western side. But it's basically a support group for women who have been impacted by incarceration. Either a loved one is in prison or they themselves have been. As a Christian support group, we hold a retreat twice a year, and it's free for our guests. And just let them know that they're not the only ones out there dealing with this, and they're not alone. I fell into it by accident. It had nothing to do with prison ministry or prisons or anything. I never even had anyone in jail or arrested, and I went to help out and never left. So I've been doing it now since 2002. Very humbling.
That's awesome. That's cool. So you gave me a lot here when I asked you, which is great. That's awesome. What are some of the roles that you have in life?
My mom role is not as much as it used to be, since my children are adults now. The grandmother role is my favorite. It's exhausting, but it's my favorite. In almost every situation, I have fallen in almost a leader role. Which is odd, because when I was younger and in high school, I was extremely shy, painfully shy, where you looked at me and I almost burst out in tears. And now I've learned to open my mouth and voice it, my opinion, and I stick up for the underdog a lot of times. So that's, you know, like at work, I'm sometimes the go-to person, because one, my seniority, I've been there forever. Prison ministry, because I've been there for a long time, I help get things started, which is why I was kind of excited about this. I like doing things, starting at the bottom, watching it build. And, let's see what else.
So you wrote on here, planner, creative.
Yeah, I've helped plan a lot of parties, events, anniversary parties. And just because I like to, I'm going to say very particular about things. Some would call it anal. But I like to do, I've gotten where I make greeting cards also. And even when I wrap a gift or a greeting card, I have to match it to that person, their personality, or something like this. Or if it's a wedding gift, I want to know what colors their wedding is in, and do all, match it all up accordingly and stuff. My relaxation is dancing. I do swing dancing. Until recently, I got an ankle injury, so working on that. In front of the camera is very odd for me. I've been an amateur photographer since I was a kid, and with the old flip flash and cute flashes and stuff like that. And I've never done anything with them other than collect photos. And I found it broke down and went digital and was like the best thing because I don't have all these extra photos hanging around. Yeah, it's that's where I, if I want to have some peace of mind to myself, just grab my camera and go out for a while.
So. What would you say is the role that defines you most as a person?
I'm sorry?
One of your roles, which one would you say defines you most as a person?
I'd have to say, I'd have to say that leader role, I think. Not that I'm not saying it proudly, it's just the way it kind of falls sometimes, because I've been around forever and stuff. And as I said, my mom role isn't needed as much as it used to be. Yeah, even my family comes to me for stuff, and people at work and everything like that, so I guess I'd have to be the leader role.
Okay. In terms of, like, your goals in life, what would be your ideal self? Is there things that you're trying to attain towards?
I would love to have my own business of either event planning, which I understand can be, dealing with the public and everything like that can be exhausting sometimes. I would love to be able to, I know I probably won't ever be able to live off my photos or something like this, but I also started taking photos of babies, infants, starting of course with my own grandchildren and the newer babies in the family, but I've been doing that for friends as well. And stuff. It's something I can do creative. Something I can create and like this that I don't have to worry about getting too old for this job and too old. That's something I can always do. So.
And then is there anything to you for yourself to become like your ideal self outside of just like your professional things, as we mm-hmm. say, like your photography? Is there anything mm-hmm. you personally you are working towards as far as your ideal self?
Well, I'm not really happy unless I'm doing something. If I sit down too long, I end up dozing off. I like to keep busy. Even if I sit down and watch TV, I've got to be doing something. So, I wish I had the finances and stuff just to be able to go off and do what I want. Spend time with my grandchildren, watch them grow, and help mold them a little bit, maybe. Just be able to have the freedom to do what I want when I want to.
Okay. And then, as a woman, how have how has that impacted the roles that you've had in life?
I guess, you mean being as a leader in that role or anything? Well, I've become more independent. Being divorced for a long time, and I realize, I mean, I can do things on my own and stuff. Financially, it's hard sometimes, but I've learned I'm pretty independent and stubborn, but I'm okay with that. I'm okay on, you know, I miss companionship and everything once in a while, but, you know, that's okay. I'm happier being able to make my own decisions and not having to rely on someone else. But I guess freedom to do what I want again, it just is what makes me happier and stuff. So.
How would you define womanhood, if you had to explain it?
Womanhood?
Yeah. What does it mean to you?
Ups, downs, lots of emotions. Sometimes to be a child, sometimes to be the adult, sometimes to be the giver, and also being brave enough and to allow others to give to you. And I want to say that as being a taker from others, but allow others to help and to realize that you don't have to do everything alone. Ask for help when you need it, but also to be able to, a woman hopefully would stand up for herself, voice her opinion. And it can be done nicely. There are times when I didn't do it nicely, but I wanted to be heard, and I've learned you can do it, you know, in a nicer way, a little more, still show your authority without being mean or hateful. Be compassionate, loving, and childlike, I guess.
And has there been a time where you were defined in a role by someone or some outside force because you're a woman? And if not, it's okay.
Yeah. I guess in this way, as a wife, it was my second marriage. And it was abusive. It was a verbally, emotionally abusive. And that's been over for 17 years, and it still hits. So that's pain that is very hard to go away. And I do talk to women a lot about that now, because it took me a long time. And it's ongoing, obviously. But sharing something like that with people, you know, strangers, is makes it a little more difficult. But I do talk to a lot of women about it now, that you don't have to put up with that. So yeah, there was times that I was told I would never make it without him. I was beneath him. And it took a long time to get out of that relationship to move on.
Thank you.
It's still going.
Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. That's great. That's all I have for this question. So
thank you
very much for sharing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. I just want to say a special thank you to all the women who volunteered their time to make this project possible. This was produced by Dale Bruning. Special thank you to Tyler Hawthorne for all his time spent on the interviews. This was produced at the Jeffco Art Coalition and the Nest of Cryptic Queen Photography. If you want to check out more of my work, visit us on Facebook and Instagram at Sanguine Tree. That's S-A-N-G-U-I-N-E Tree. Also, if you want to check out some artistic events that I host and get involved in creating your own artwork, check us out at 30proofpainting.com or at Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest at 30proofpainting. Love my crabby apples. Until next time.